Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if there is any sort of like great solution in this or if I even have like a question for you guys.
Is this just, do you want to have a meeting? You want to have a little family talk or what's...
It's like, I feel like I need to, you know how sometimes we talk about life and it's like a highlight reel?
Yeah.
And I need to like be honest. I mean, I'm always honest, but like be really real about this because it's like ruined my day.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I woke up in the best mood. Today was the day I was going to pick up my wedding dress. And then I have to take it to alterations and everything. It's not like today was like the final day. We still have so many months.
But it's the beginning of the journey. It's like you can begin to feel the process.
Like it's happening.
And you said you were going to pick it up and then tomorrow take it to alterations.
Right.
So you were going to have like 24 hours with it.
Yeah.
Really embrace, have that. I'm excited for her.
Yeah, it was
as
like,
a quick side note, like what would you have, you wouldn't have tried it. Like,
no.
Would
no,
you have just gone
you
and like
to,
rubbed
look
it?
At it again.
Yeah, you just like put it in. Yeah, you get
and
to
it's
put
real.
It on again. You just put it in a closet away from your fiance though.
But you are holding it now.
Right.
It's no longer at the shop.
Right. And then it just goes back to another shop. But.
Yeah.
I have to ask, like, how are you with surprises, T-Hack? Can you keep a secret?
Yeah, I can keep a secret. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think that you would open up the bag if it was
I think
home?
if I were the bride and it were just sitting there and I was so excited, I'd be like, Dane, come look at this.
There's like a lot of TikToks of like, I am one more drink away from showing my fiance. Like, and I get that. It's going to be a hard 9 months to hold it in.
Because... speaking of that exact same number, on our second
I'm sorry,
child,
which number?
9 months.
Nine?
Oh, there we go.
That number, like my ex-wife did not want to know the sex of the baby.
Oh.
And I'm like, I come from a family of boys, so it's going to be a boy. So we go to the ultrasound. I do want to know just to confirm that it's a boy. It's a girl. And I'm like.
And you didn't tell her?
She didn't want to know.
She didn't want to know.
I know,
so
but
then
you were able to hold that in?
No.
Oh.
No. But I didn't tell her. But I just kept going like, this is killing me because I couldn't go to Target without buying a dress.
Right.
So I bought a dress and I had this storage tub full of dresses.
Oh my.
And I eventually looked at her and I was like, you know me, I can hold this, but if you want to know, just open that storage bin. And she's like, so it just sat there. And then one day she's like, come here. I'm like, what? And she's like, pulled it open. Because it was, that's why the dress, to me, it's like, you have that little polka dot dress that you're like, no, I know.
It's not polka dot.
It was polka dot for Mia. And it was like, I want you to see this so bad. I know the surprise is going to be good, but if you have the greatest surprise, can we just do it right now?
I know.
Come look
but
at me in this.
Traditional.
Like, put it on and go, hey, baby, look at me. No? And you guys boink in your dress and
maybe.
It's going to get clean during the alterations.
Year, like, not now.
Okay, but then.
Okay.
Sorry.
So,
I know this is you're having a family meeting and I made it about this nostalgic.
That's
moment.
Okay. I get it. Okay. Surprises are very hard. Like it's so hard.
For sure.
I'm never going to be able to come in here and be like, oh, I'm pregnant. No one knows. Like I'm going to tell you guys way too early.
For sure.
Way
you
too
are.
Early.
Well, you're also, your emotions you carry.
Oh, well, I spent the whole morning crying.
Why?
Oh, wait, you don't carry them. Did you know that? You don't look like you've been crying.
Oh.
Like Aaron.
I feel like I look like I've been crying. It's the good lighting.
No way. I mean, Erin looks like a basket case when she's been crying.
Because my eyes get so swollen. And
you're just puffy. Like, you look like you haven't gotten a fight.
No eye drops can help me.
Yeah.
It would have been worse if I cried last night and then came
in. Oh, okay.
Oh.
But this was...
Well, I'm sorry that now I'm really sorry.
That's okay. Why don't I tell you what happened?
Yes, why don't you?
So I went to the bridal store. They're like, oh, perfect. First appointment of the day. Come on back. My dress bag is hanging up in the room. And they open it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's just as I remember. I put it on and it does not fit.
Because it's too big and they're going to alter it.
It is so tight. It zips, but I cannot breathe. And I was like I'm having the worst feelings. And I feel like a lot of women and a lot of brides feel this where you're like, it's me. I got too big. I gained weight. I whatever. And then I'm like, that's not true, though. I literally haven't gained a single pound since I tried this on. And I'm like, I start crying. And I'm like, I can't get married in this. I will not be able to. I will pass away at the ceremony. I meant pass out, but pass away came out.
Okay.
So I'm in full panic and just like having the horrible, horrible thoughts that we all do with like body
with
image.
Self-doubt.
Yeah, the most like...
Oh, God.
I'm like, this was my worst fear in my bridal era. I talked to you guys about how I was like so worried about going and trying on dresses.
Yes.
Didn't expect to get there today and have that issue. So...
Because you tried it on the first time.
Yes.
And everything, and it was...
It was not my size. So they like did the thing. When you try on dresses, they do the thing where they like one clip size you in.
Yeah.
So they put you in a big, like just way too big and snap it back.
Yes. And so then they do measurements and they order based on your measurements. And so then today I'm like crying and I'm like, what do we do? This is a very expensive dress, you know? And they're like, well, alterations can usually let it out a little. No one wants to hear that something's going to be let out for them.
No.
And then they're like, why don't we do measurements again? My measurements are different.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
PNC's
apply, and app
only. It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So now they're like, are you sure? Kind of. And I'm like, no. Like, I'm certain. Nothing's changed.
And oh, again, my God.
I'm like sobbing at this point. Like,
did they measure wrong on the first one?
They think that it's one of those tape measures that...
Like the wraps around your body. It's a fabric one.
And so it's like, they think that they just pulled it too tight. Not thinking about when you're shoved into a dress.
Oh my God.
And dresses are thicker and like not as not flexible.
Just, not just your body. Yeah. Right. So they were like, it's only like a half inch. I'm sure we can let it out a little. Because it's literally just at the waist.
And you don't want that though.
As I told my fiance, I was like, every dress has a waist, so I can tell you about this. Like, so now I'm facing the choice of taking it and hoping they can let it out correctly. Or they will reorder it. But that's then waiting months.
Reorder it.
Yeah, you have enough time, don't you?
You do. I mean, I know that those people said you're on the right timeline.
Right.
But you're never gonna feel right if it's going
I know. Yes. There's something about that. And then of course they're like, well, it's actually better to have to let it out because sometimes you can lose the structure of the dress and everything. And I'm like, order a dress smaller.
No.
Yeah.
And I mean, even if you stress out and drop 30 pounds before the wedding, they can alter it in. Because what if the stress would manifest itself in the other way?
Right.
And like you don't need that extra thing looming over your head.
It never works being like, I'm a size 6'8", I'm going to buy a 5'6", because it'll motivate myself. Right. That never works.
Don't do that.
No. And that was the whole thing is they told me, the day of, like, oh, we're going to order a size up because then there's room to take it in. So then when I put it on today and I was just like.
You immediately just hated yourself.
Yes. The worst feeling I've ever had about myself. I know it was awful. So I've been on the phone with all kinds of people today just crying.
And but now like, are you crying because you want people to convince you that you haven't gotten bigger? It was their mistake.
It was.
It really was, Erica.
I know that, but it doesn't change that feeling that I've had my whole life that like I'm too big. Which is, my fiance then was like, I don't know what you see. Like, you see something different than I see. And I'm like, I know.
He doesn't understand. Yeah.
And it's messed
like,
up.
I'm sorry. We all have someone in our life and we have you in our life where it's hard to get through. You're like, you're so talented. It's like, no, I'm not. I'm worthless. Yeah. And you're like, what? What?
What are don't you see?
Yeah. What don't you see?
Yeah. So, like I said, no resolution here, but.
They feel terrible, right?
I wouldn't say I got that feeling.
Oh my God. Like,
and I'm not
gonna. You deal with women. Your business is women.
And this has to have happened many times. Sure. Like, yeah, I don't know. I felt a little bit like at first they were like, this is how it should be. And I was like, no, I can't breathe. Like, there's no way. So.
Okay.
So if you also hate yourself a little today, you're not alone.
Yeah. Please text in.
Yeah.
Yes. We just talked about Erica and weddings.
I know.
But suck it up, Buttercup. And if you have positive affirmations, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.